Welcome to Hope Is Here. We have had a great week hanging out with Lee Faust. He is the lead pastor at Jasmine Christian Church in Nicholasville, Kentucky. Just took over there a couple years after being on staff at a church in Virginia. But we've had some great conversations with him, talking about the scariest Bible verse, the passage of Scripture in the Bible in Program 1. Then we talked about how God turns wimps into warriors. And we talked yesterday about how you can have power as a follower of Jesus. And so if you missed any of those three 14-minute programs, really want to encourage you to check those out. If you go to our website, hopeishere.today, those are available there. Or also want to encourage you to sign up. Just get our – we send out the program after it's aired on the radio twice. We send those out in an email. You can go to hopeishere.today and just sign up for those. Get those sent to you. You can listen at your convenience. Or follow us on iTunes or Podbean, either one of those apps, and you can listen to our programs at your convenience. But Lee, I know a lot of people, man, they want to get fit. It's a new year. They want to get physically fit. They want to get spiritually fit. How are you doing in that area this year, man, as we get into mid-February already?
Yeah, man, that's like salt in the wound when you ask about February and this whole New Year resolution people make. That's why I don't make these resolutions. But it's funny. I do set from time to time some goals. I'm getting ready to turn 50 here in March, and I'm like, man, I can't go into my 50s and be all out of shape and that old preacher man. And so there's two events. I do one in the spring and one in the fall, and they always cause me to kind of get back in the gym, if you will, and to get fit. And that's coming up actually in March. I work with a group of it's like a backpacking adventure. We call them extreme character challenges, and they are extreme physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. But here in the Red River Gorge, people don't even know this, but every spring, about 100 men from all over the world, literally, I'm mostly from the U.S., but we do have people from Egypt and the Ukraine. They fly in for this extreme character challenge. Well, I don't want to show up there and be all out of shape and the old man of the group. So I hit the gym for the next 30 days. In fact, February till March 11th, I'm going to be working out hard just to kind of get my backpacking legs under me again. And so, you know, we work to be so – We want to be physically fit. We go into the new year to get physically fit. But there's a scripture in Timothy that says physical training is of some value, but spiritual training even more important. And that's in 1 Timothy, I believe it's 4, verse 8. And so a lot of my conversations in the church is not just about being physically fit for this backpacking trip. Men, come on, let's do this. If I can do it, anyone can do it. And but also, Greg, we have to slow down and think about our spiritual fitness in this new year as well. And so I have used over the years an acrostic for this idea of being spiritually fit. And I wish every Christ follower would measure themselves in these three ways. And to grow yourself to be spiritually fit and grow your faith, the word F-I-T, fit. You have to be faithful in worship. As we're coming out of this pandemic, we're curious. You know, a lot of preachers in church are like, who's going to come back? You know, who's left? And they've got out of the habit. And folks, if you want to come out of this pandemic and get back in your faith and strong, be spiritually fit, you've got to be faithful in worship. And so I don't know, Greg, what your experience out of the pandemic has been with church. I know you're actively teaching and pastoring in a church. What this faithfulness in worship looks like?
Well, I think it's, you know, obviously the great thing is that we've been able to reach a lot of people through technology, and so thankful for that, and services online. But also, I just really believe in my heart that God created us for community, and he modeled that with Peter, James, and John. Jesus did. He had the 12 guys, but the three that he definitely did life with. And I think there's just something powerful about being together on Sunday mornings and hearing God's word, singing together, taking of communion, the giving of your financial resources. And God just shows up, and out of 168 hours in a week, if you can give God one, you know, one and a half there, I just think it's so, so powerful. And yet I do respect people that have medical and health challenges, want to be totally respectful.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
Yeah. We've said more than once, if you're able to, we provide an online worship service and say, hey, we can worship together. It's not about a building. And I think a lot of people miss that. The call to be faithful in worship it's not about an attendance record that we're trying to keep. And the church is much more than a building or a location, because we as the body, we are the church. But as often as you can be together, you know, it would be religious if I said check mark the box and make sure you physically showed up. You know, that's religious activity. I'm talking about more of a lifestyle of worshiping as often as you can be together, not neglecting the assembly. But, you know, the scriptures in Acts 2:42 says they were devoted, they were committed to being together as the church. So I do think it's important, if you're healthy and able, to be a part of the body, to be faithful in worship. But certainly Romans 12:1 talks about a lifestyle of worship. It's not just the Sunday morning. It's a 24/7 how we live our faith out loud. So that's what I'm thinking when I think about faithful in worship. It's a big picture type idea of how we live our life worshiping the Lord.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and that's why, you know, Hope is here. You know, Sunday morning, it's great, but no pastor as good a communicator as you are, or as I think I am, is good enough to, you know, carry somebody for the other 160 hours of a week. So I love that lifestyle of worship, and I know so many people that, you know, say, hey, I listen on my way to work. The Hope is here on the radio, or at my lunch break to get my tank filled when it's on at 12:45, and you know that's one of the ways you fill your tank. But it's also, like you said, just a lifestyle and everything we say and do, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. So faithful in worship is going to help you to get spiritually fit and grow your faith strong. But I would also in that acrostic, you know, FIT, spiritually fit, faithful in worship, intentional in service. If you want to grow a strong faith and you follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you have to appreciate the servant heart that Jesus displayed for us. I mean, right before going to the cross, in the upper room, he humbly takes off his outer garment and he begins to wash the feet of the disciples, because the servant didn't show up to do what they were supposed to do. And they're all sitting around waiting to see who's going to make a move. And so Jesus does. And he models for them, sets an example. He shows love to them. In fact, I think it's interesting that he washed all the disciples' feet, including Judas, who was about to betray him. You know, he washed Judas. Now that's, come on, man, that's a big deal. You know, this guy's getting ready to turn his back on you, and you humbly come to his feet and wash them. And so I think that that's a part of our faith. If we're going to be strong in our faith, we have to be more intentional in how we serve the people around us, not just our friends, not just our buddies, even the least of these, that good Samaritan mindset. And Philippians 2, it says to not look to your own interest, but to the interest of others. And then it says Jesus, who was humble, he took the very nature of a servant and he humbled himself and was obedient to death on the cross. So I don't see how you can grow strong in your faith and not invest in and serve other people. I mean, what does that look like in your world, Greg?
Well, the verse I think of so often is in Proverbs. I believe it's 11:25, but it simply says those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And, you know, it doesn't make sense, you know, because you think, you know, what? But I have found so many times, Lee, when I didn't want to make a hospital visit, which unfortunately now, you know, we're not allowed to do that. But, you know, I would go and, you know, just it's kind of uncomfortable and awkward and just something. But every time I went, I would just pray, Lord, you know, help me to be a blessing and a good listener. And when I left, I was always the one that was blessed. I felt refreshed.
Oh, know? Sure. Yeah. I realized that as a young man, we were going to take a mission trip, and I was in the youth group here in Versailles. I grew up at Woodford Christian Church, which is now Journey, and I grew up. We took a mission trip. I was 14 years old, and I thought, I'm going to go down and help them. And man, oh man, was I so wrong about that. You know, yeah, we did some nice things, and we painted some, we whitewashed a fence, and we helped build an outhouse and things I thought were, you know, we were helping. And, but man, oh man, that changed my life. And they did so much more for me than what I could have ever done for them. You know, God used that act of service to grow my faith stronger. It's actually when I committed myself to going into ministry, I'm like, man, I could do this for a living. Sign me up, man. I want to do that. So, yeah, I think intentional in service is key to growing a strong faith. And then the letter T, F, we are faithful in worship. I, we are intentional in service. And the letter T, we have to be teachable in study. And it is a sad thing when I read statistics about the church, not the world, not America, but the church. Statistically, they say, whoever they is, probably Barna or somebody, but that 80% of the church is biblically illiterate. That blows me away. Well, let me be honest. I'll just tell on myself here as a pastor and friend. We are, as a church, reading through the whole Bible in 90 days. And as I started back in Genesis, and we're going all the way from creation to completion, from Genesis to Revelation, I'm surprised at how much I have forgotten since my days in Bible college. I'm like, oh, I forgot that was in there. Oh, I forgot about Ehud. He was left-handed. I love left-handed people. I'm left-handed. You're like, oh, man, that was a great story. And how much of it can we forget if we're just not constantly pouring through God's Word and reading and reminding ourselves and being refreshed with truth and grace and living in the balance of truth and grace? And so we have to be lifelong learners, teachable and steady. You know that passage when Paul was mentoring young Timothy, and he said, all Scripture is God-breathed. And it's useful. It's valuable. And so we have to appreciate that Scripture is what guides and directs us. It's how we know what the Father wants for us. And there's so many Scriptures that speak to the idea and the importance of being teachable and studying the power of God's Word as it guides and directs us. So we want to grow spiritually strong, and we want to be spiritually fit, but are we willing to do the work? Are we willing to commit ourselves to this? You know, physical training. We have to physically train if we want to be physically fit. I know when I put that backpack on and I hit the trail here on March the 11th with those men, we're going to head off into the woods, and it's going to test every bit of my physical stamina. How true is that for us in our spiritual faith? When's the last time you spiritually worked out and really dug into the Word and committed yourself to showing up to the gym on a regular basis, you know, faithful in worship? And so this is what runs through my mind when I'm in spending time with other people and they want to grow their faith. I ask themselves, well, evaluate your week and how spiritually fit are you? Are you spending time in worship? Are you spending time serving others? Are you spending time in the Word? I think it was up in Louisville, a church who said, give us 3 hours a week, an hour of worship, an hour of service, and an hour of study. Now, folks, we can all find 3 hours in our week. Now, again, I know it's more than 3 hours. It's a lifestyle. But if you're looking for a starting point in your life to get spiritually fit, start with 3 hours, an hour of worship, an hour of service, an hour of studying. You'll grow and become spiritually fit.
Well, you know, the simple passage is thy word, you know, is a lamp unto thy feet in Psalms. And the thing I love about God's word, I've been doing a devotional called Mornings with the Holy Spirit for the past couple of years. And it'll have three scriptures at the end of the short devotion. And I look those up, and it'll be amazing. I always try to read maybe a couple of verses before or around it, and something different have spoken to me that I had noticed the year before. And then I'll look in that same passage, because I've had the same Bible for the past 5 years I've been using, and there'll be different things that speak to you at different times. So I think one of the lies the enemy does is say, well, you know, you've already read that before. You don't need to read that again. Yet, I mean, God's Word, it's fresh, man.
That's absolutely. And it will not it'll not be void.
It will not return void.
Yeah,
baby.
Return void. So,
real quick, we only got about 40 seconds left, but I want you to tell, if people want to go attend this men's event, what's the best way to find out information about that, Lee?
Absolutely. Just go to the website, 4MUSA.com. 4MUSA.com. Find the tab for events, and you'll see XCC, Extreme Character Challenge. All the information's there. Come join us in the Red River Gorge. That's March the 11th through the 14th, and your life will never be the same for it.
Well, if you're driving, you're like, I couldn't get that down, we'll have this also available with the podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. For Lee Faust, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Hey, man, are you looking for a great adventure? Then join me in the Red River Gorge for an extreme character challenge. Now, listen, this is not just another men's retreat or conference. No, this is 72 hours of men working together in teams to discover important lessons about God. You'll be challenged physically, mentally, spiritually. At some point, every man will have a breakthrough. This is March the 11th through the 14th in the Red River Gorge. For more information, you can find us online at 4MUSA.com. That's the number 4MUSA.com. Hope to meet you in the woods.